Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can gather together freely here in your name. We pray that your Holy Spirit may touch our hearts and lives as we come to your word and see what you have in it for us personally and for our fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm having difficulty reading this week, so if I'm blip, you'll think, okay, he needs an eye check or something like that, but we'll see how it goes, shall we? You know that song about different? We have curly hair. Some of us have, some of us are bald, actually, and things like that. But we're all very different, aren't we? We're all very different. Different in appearance, different in things we say, difference in height, in intelligence, whatever. But God has made us as he meant us to be, and we are the people he created, different as we may be. So some of the things that we like to do, some of the things we don't like to do, and they were sort of stressed in that song that we had. So I just want to look at some opinions that you might have about one or two things, okay? And I'm going to ask you to put your hand up, you know, just like being in school, isn't it? So these are the opinions. If you prefer one of these things, put your hand up. Do you prefer hot weather to cool weather? Oh, not many prefer hot weather. Right, I guess the rest of you prefer cool weather. Okay. Now, what about this one? Who prefers tea to coffee? Oh, right. Let me just reverse it. Who prefers coffee to tea? Wow, obviously coffee is more popular these days. Right, okay. I was brought up on tea personally years and years ago. And who prefers savoury things to sweet? Ah, savoury is more popular these days. Okay, thank you very much for those. But here's some rather more challenging ones, some difference of opinions that come in our world. For example, what should be done with the immigrants arriving on our shores in small boats? You don't have to answer any of these ones. What should we do to provide, or should we continue to provide financial support to poorer countries when our country is in a mess financially? Or should we spend so much taxpayers' money on increasing our armaments and possibly our forces? Difference of opinions, I'm sure, on these things. And our reading from Acts 15 showed differences of opinions in that early church. So let's have a look to see how they dealt with those differences of opinions. It starts off our reading, certain people came down from Judea to Antioch, which is in Galatia. And that distance was about something like 300 miles north of Jerusalem, a journey which would take something like 2 to 3 weeks through dangerous territory at times, not an easy journey. And these people, these certain people, went down. They were likely to have been Pharisees who had become Christians. Yet, they had retained something of their original ideas and beliefs. Flawed, perhaps. Flawed elements from their Jewish traditions, which had confused the young Christians in Antioch by teaching that unless they were circumcised, they could not be saved. They had to follow the laws and teaching of Moses. They could not be saved. So this caused strife and anger amongst the young Christians, and Antioch was a very great centre of for Christians at that time. And it also brought into conflict with Paul and Barnabas, who had been down there teaching and preaching and a ministry which caused many to follow Jesus. So there was, it says, a sharp dispute and debate. I guess it was. And it took a while, I guess. And so they the church at Antioch decided that they would send Paul and Barnabas up to Jerusalem to meet the overall leadership of the Christian church. So that's what they did. So, as they proceeded toward north, they went through Phoenicia and Samaria, and they were so glad and rejoiced that they found how many people were following Christ. The believers had increased, and they were good to know that. The news of non-Jews, the Gentiles, following Christ, becoming believers. So isn't that an encouragement for us? When we find someone has come to faith, and in our country, sadly today, it seems that very few are coming to faith compared with years and years ago. Although there is some signs of encouragement that younger people are reflecting and turning more to Christ. But our country sometimes has left God for a long time. Lots of people in our sad world here. So, when this meeting took place, we see in verse 5 that some of the Pharisee Christians said this: the Gentiles must be circumcised and required to keep the law of Moses. They got to do that. So it was then that the apostles and the elders, who were the leaders of the church, started considering this question. And after it says, after much discussion, I guess it took a long time, Peter then gets up. He wasn't the leader of the church. He was part of that leadership, maybe, but not one of the elders or apostles. He wasn't an apostle. So Peter gets up and reminds them of what had happened when he had a special dream, along with a Roman officer, a Roman centurion called Cornelius. Both of them had unusual dreams. And Peter's particularly so, because in his dream, he saw a big sheet coming down from heaven with lots of creatures in it, creatures that he could not have killed and eaten against the law. And a voice told him to do that, to kill and eat. And Peter says, no, I can't do that. And a voice says, what God has called clean, you must do that. He was challenging Peter's mindset, because he knew what was going, God knew what was going to happen later. So these two had different dreams, and eventually God told them to meet, and they met, which was a surprising thing, because you see, Jews were not supposed to associate with non-Jews, with Gentiles. They weren't even supposed to talk to them. They were certainly not to go in their homes. But Peter had been challenged. His beliefs challenged. His mindset challenged. Are you going to do what I want you to do? Peter, the Lord might be challenging him. Well, he did. He did do what he was told to do. And what happens? He goes in to Cornelius' house, and Cornelius had gathered together his friends and his family, And Peter preached the good news to these Gentiles. And what happened? We're told the Holy Spirit came down and they became believers. Totally unexpected for Peter to experience that. But God, you see, doesn't fit into a nice little square box. God is wonderful and does things in amazing ways that maybe some of you have seen, and we will see perhaps in the future. So, God does not discriminate between us, the Jews and the Gentiles, Peter came to say. And he said this to the gathering that he was speaking to then, this council that had met. He says, the Gentiles have been purified their hearts. God had purified their hearts by faith. So, says Peter, don't try and put a burden on these people. Don't put a yoke on them. We Jews couldn't bear that yoke. Over all those centuries, we hadn't got it right, and we broke God's laws. We couldn't cope, so don't put a burden on these people. It is, says Peter, through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that we are saved. That is the only way. It is not by our good works. It is not by those wonderful things we do to support other people, positive things that we help do for people, even essential things. Yes, we should be doing those things. We should be supporting others, caring for them. But that kind of support and help does not get us into the kingdom of God. It's not by works. It's by grace that we are saved. It is by putting our trust in God and believing that he can forgive us. Just as it was then, silence fell upon that gathering. Silence, whilst they considered what was happening. And then they listened to what Paul and Barnabas had been doing amongst the Gentiles as they travelled about, and how Gentiles had come to faith, and that how God was changing the situation and creating his new kingdom of believers, the Christian church. So James, who was the leader of this group, and possibly the brother of Jesus, got up. And he referred to what Peter had said it had been confirmed by the words of the prophet Amos that we heard, referring to this, that all the Gentiles who bear my name, referring to the fact that it is Gentiles that are included in the kingdom of God as well as Jews. And that was a phrase we had towards the end of our reading. For what is it for us as Christians? We need to have agreement on the basic beliefs of our faith. Belief that Jesus is the Son of God. That Jesus became man. That Jesus died on the cross to bear our sins so that we could be forgiven. That Jesus rose again, and that by faith in him, the Holy Spirit is God who comes to be with us and in us, and of course can guide us. Those are the fundamentals of our faith. We shouldn't be attaching all kinds of other things to it. And sadly, sometimes in the past, maybe now, the church has got it wrong. Those are the fundamentals. We may have differences of opinion. I'm sure we do. I have differences of opinion with my wife sometimes. And we have differences of opinion with our brothers and sisters in Christ. And so on. And actually, interpreting the Bible sometimes, we may have differences. And as you probably know, not all the scripture we have is not translated every word directly, because there weren't all the words there in the scripts, you know, some bits are missing. But the fundamentals that I've mentioned is how we should agree. So we should be prepared to listen to others, to talk with others, to pray with others, maybe differ with others and agree to differ. But we should not differ on the basics of our faith. They are the basics. If you don't agree with them, tough. This is what God says is about me and about the faith that you should have, believing in these things, the basics of our faith. Amen.